The Chris Gilbertson Show, where we focus on the secrets of the extraordinarily successful, and we focus in all areas in your life, in real estate, in personal development, in finances, in internet marketing. And today I've got a phenomenal guest on the line that I actually met at a college. It was actually a real estate investing college quite a few years ago. And this individual has a phenomenal background. His name is Dave Senten. He lives out in sunny California, and his professional background really started out as a systems analyst, and he's got massive background in system design, and he has over 10 years experience in effective online marketing systems and processes. So what he did is he took all that knowledge and he created his first very successful company called iFix Solutions, which is a consulting firm that specialized in Macintosh systems. So Dave ran that company for over 6 years, created an incredible presence in the marketplace, and then he chose to switch directions into the real estate sector, where he currently still owns and runs Senten Capital, which is focused on buying long-term buy-and-hold rental properties and really connecting the right investors with very simple turnkey investment strategies that generate double-digit returns for the investor. So it's a very consistent strategy for investors that he works with. And then now he's added to his repertoire a company that actually is focused in the luxury real estate space, and they have truly set the bar and the cutting edge in their niche, as the main purpose of the company is to provide the opportunity for owners to liquidate their property in a very expedited fashion, but still receive incredible prices on their property. So they do this through their own proprietary technology and their online real estate auction platform that treats every property as a work of art, and really they market the property in a fashion that connects the right buyer and seller for the sale of each property in a very effective manner. So without further ado, I welcome Mr. Dave Senten to our show. Welcome, Dave. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How about yourself?
Very well. Excellent. So I'd love to just get started with you, and I know that your background is very unique, so you kind of have the right brain and the left brain going on with creativity and analytics. So I'd love to understand how you got into the real estate world, you know, from being a systems analyst and engineer.
Well, what happened was I was a systems analyst, and I worked for a number of advertising agencies as well as television studios here in the Southern California area. We're surrounded by a lot of the entertainment industry, a lot of creative type folks. And I was always a creative who sort of stumbled into the technology side of things. And I as you said, I did that for about 10 years professionally. I also ran my own consulting company. And right around 2007, when the market started slipping, I got turned on to real estate. I got turned on to it in the investing side, as well as in the personal side. I had a home down here in Southern California. I was experiencing a lot of the problems with declining value. And so I just really decided that this is something that I needed to look into, something I needed to understand, not only for my future, but also for my own personal interest with the home that I owned. I started talking to some friends of mine who had been involved in real estate for a number of years. And I just started to learn the way that you started to learn, that the truly successful people in the world, the people that have made a lot of money in their life, have made it through two channels, and that's through owning their own business and then also through investing in real estate. And so from that education and from that knowledge, that's where I really got the bug, if you will. I got that desire where it's like, this is something that I need to do. This is something that I need to understand. And at that time, I had no idea that I was going to actually go out and create real estate businesses for myself. I just thought I was going to be learning real estate so that in the future, when I made money, I would have a place to put it. But I just knew that this was a business that I would rather be in. I was an analyst, and the work was great, and the money was great, but it wasn't a passion any longer. And I imagine a lot of your listeners can sort of relate to that. They're doing something right now that they may like, that may make them money, but at the same time, they know now that it may not be what they want to do forever and ever, and they're looking for something different. And that's exactly the place that I found myself in. I wanted something different, and real estate became that different for me.
That's outstanding. Yeah, I think a lot of people are in that position. So for you, you really were just educating yourself. And then how did you figure out the strategy you wanted to focus on in real estate and start a business in that?
Well, what I first started with was the long-term buy and hold property. And that was more a business of necessity. You know, I found myself no longer making the income that I was making as a systems analyst because I was making that transition. And I was fortunate in that regard that I could really focus on something and not be bringing in a lot of money while building this new venture. But because there wasn't a lot of disposable income, I couldn't just jump into big ticket items. I needed to be working with something that was more on the small scale. And so when you start looking at home values across the United States, where you find the most easy access is typically in the Midwest. Where I ended up focusing was in the Indianapolis market, where we were buying small properties. We're talking properties where you can buy an entire home for $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 and then turn around, put a renter in it, and have a cash flow investment. And because we were able to buy a lot of these properties creatively where you have no money down types of situations and you're carrying a mortgage or extremely low investment, a lot of what we did was actually through seller financing where the current owner of the property would then kind of act as the bank and allow us to create a mortgage between them. It really gave us a lot of creative ways to get into properties very inexpensively, and so that was why we chose the Midwest. Not only do you see the biggest returns in the Midwest, meaning that, you know, for a lot less money, you're able to get a bigger return than, say, in like the Southern California market. I mean, all in all, I won't rattle on too long. All in all, the Midwest just made sense for everything that we were doing. Big returns, a lot less money to get involved.
Right. Now, did you have contacts in the Midwest? Because you're out in California. So how did you make that work so effectively when you didn't live in the state where your real estate was at?
Slowly. Take your time. I mean, that's the best advice I can give you is don't trust the first person you talk to have your best interest in mind. We ended up working with a couple of people out there that we really wished that we wouldn't have. And we did have a couple of deals in the very beginning get a little bit on the shaky side because we wanted to trust everybody that we talked to. We wanted to believe that what they were selling was a stable investment. So it takes a lot of time. You really have to ask a lot of questions. You really need to focus on building your team and don't go out and work with the very first person that you meet who tells you that they have what you're looking for. You know, get a broker, get a property manager, get those people that you ultimately end up liking and trusting and who do a good job for you. And then at that point, you can really start focusing more on the property. But it really is about your team first.
All right. Now, who are some other key team players that you need to have on your team to run a systemized real estate investing business?
You really need people on the ground that are finding the property for you. I found in the Midwest that the real estate agents, there's a couple of really good ones out there that really understand what an investor is looking for and who will actually go out and deal with the current property owner from the standpoint of an investor and letting them know that they have somebody who's interested in buying their property if the numbers work. Really conditioning the sellers to understand that they've got a good buyer on their hands, but they need to be open to creative strategies and creative ways of purchasing the property. So your guys on the ground are really important. There's some good wholesalers out there in that market that you can work with as well. Your insurance people are definitely very important. And the end-all, be-all to a successful management, to the successful management of your property and the continued profitability of those properties are the property managers. There's a lot of really bad property managers out there, and there's a handful of good property managers out there. So my recommendation is to talk to somebody who's already investing in the area that you're investing in, someone who holds a lot of property, and just ask them, hey, who do you use? And work with that property manager, because if your property manager isn't on your side, if they're not getting new tenants in when something goes vacant, if they're not being honest with you about the condition of your property or why they're billing you this particular month, you can be losing a lot of that rental income because it is tough to go out there. You can't fly out to Indiana every single time a toilet breaks. You have to trust the people that you're working with. So that property manager is integral. You need that guy or girl.
Oh, awesome. Phenomenal advice. And just, you know, one of the, and hopefully you're willing to maybe share a few insights here. When you got started with, because a lot of times it's being able to acquire the property, and you talked about some creative financing strategies. So what were some of the ways that you were able to acquire a lot of these properties when you were making that transition into the real estate market?
My personal favorite is seller financing. And seller financing allows you to buy as many properties as you want because you're not bound by the restrictions of traditional financing. There's limits in traditional financing on how many mortgages you can actually hold. You know, they're gonna restrict you regardless of what your actual income is. So if you're out there and you're an engineer and you're making a lot of money, that doesn't matter to the bank. If you have four mortgages, they're typically going to tell you that you can't get any more. And so what are your options, right? You're either paying all cash, which a lot of people don't want to do because they want to leverage their money. So if you really want to leverage your money, seller financing is the way to go. And that's basically, in a nutshell, where the seller, the person that you're buying the property from, is now going to turn around and act as the bank. They're going to allow you to create a mortgage directly between yourself and themselves. And when you do that, your terms can be as creative as you want. You can say, I only want to put $5,000 down, or I don't even want to put anything down. I just want to pick up this property from you and start making payments. Another thing you can do is you can actually defer the payment. So say that you want to come in and fix up the property because it needs a lot of work. You can say, yeah, we're going to create this mortgage, but I'm not going to start paying you for 6 months. And you would be surprised. A lot of these sellers are very happy because they may be selling more than one property to get creative, to enable the deal, to help you do what you need to do in such a way that it meets the business plan and your personal financial situation.
Oh, fantastic. That is just phenomenal insight, especially right now with what's been going on in the real estate market too. I think people are a little bit more open to it if you, like you said, position it the right way and really structure the deal where it's a win-win-win. So that is outstanding. So with Centen Capital, what is, you know, who's your ideal investor and who comes to you for these turnkey properties?
It's typically busy people who want to be investing in real estate but just don't have the time to do the work themselves. They don't have the time, they don't have the patience perhaps, they don't want to go out and get educated the way that you and I did, meaning that they don't want to go out and spend a lot of money on their education the way that we did, because we spent a lot of money on our education. Education is extremely important. You can't wing this business. Anyone that tells you that investing in real estate is simple is crazy, and you shouldn't listen to them because they're trying to sell you something. So the typical investor is someone who is busy, who wants someone to do the work, someone who's gone out there and put in the time and made this their business. A lot of folks are people with IRAs, and that's an investment account. And what we would do is we would help them transition that IRA into a self-directed IRA, and which is an IRA that they can then go out and actually purchase property directly in. And so these are people that have investment money that's sitting there that don't want to leave it flapping in the wind to the current economy, and they want to put it into something that will actually start creating those double-digit returns for them. And so that's another candidate. So it's really a combination of those things. Busy people, people with investment accounts that want to be investing in real estate and that just simply don't know how, and they want to get involved and they just really want to get started in something.
Right. That's phenomenal. And I know one thing that's really key with you and your company, you're so good at holding new investors' hands through the process too and getting them set up. What, for the new investor that maybe might be a little bit timid about the real estate market from what's been going on, you know, where do you suggest, what price points do you suggest people starting out as when they're first, you know, stepping into a turnkey property like this?
That's really up to the investor. So the investor, you're going to deal with a lot of personalities. You're going to deal, no matter what field of real estate you get into, you know, when we talk about the luxury stuff, that's a completely different buyer than the young couple who just got married, who have a little bit of money and want to go out and purchase their first property. It really comes down to what they see as their ideal investment. They may not like the idea of owning in Indiana. Maybe they want to get involved in something that's a little bit more expensive but still generates a return. So they'd be looking for something in California in an area that's still in the five-digit price range. So my suggestion really comes in the form of questions. It's just what do you feel comfortable investing in? How much money do you ultimately have to invest? What's your long-term goal here? Do you just want one property, or are you going to be looking to build a portfolio? It's really creating that personalized plan for each investor as an individual, because, you know, there's no cookie-cutter approach to this, and every investor is going to be different. So it's really up to them. It's really up to them, and it's really based on their personal situation.
Outstanding. Well, great. Well, I'd love to know how you branched off into the luxury market space, because that space is very unique and kind of has its own twist and different from what you've been working on. So what got you started in that?
I like expensive stuff.
You and me both.
I'm not going to lie. I've always been drawn to money, right? I've been drawn to money, and it's not – and that can be taken a lot of ways. So my own personal disclaimer is I'm not drawn to money because of a bourgeois type attitude. I'm not trying to cater to the rich because I love rich people. I like money because money ultimately is your ticket to retiring before you're 40. Money is your ticket to making sure that your family is taken care of and that the dreams that you have for yourself will ultimately be fulfilled. The quote I like is, this is not a dress rehearsal, and that's talking about our lives as people. This isn't a dress rehearsal, right? We're not here to practice. And if we have dreams that we want to get to, if we have chapters in our lives that we've written, but we haven't been able to turn that page yet, we need to start taking action now. And it's an all-out effort on our part. And my dreams for myself and for my family come first. And that's absolutely something that I wanted to be focusing on. And so when I started looking at the luxury market, I love these homes because these homes that fall into that distinctive category, they're truly works of art. They're gorgeous. And they really do inspire people. It's just, you look at this home and all of these people who are listening to your program can attest, a lot of folks are at the beginning of their career. They may just be getting started looking at real estate and they have these dreams that they want to get to. And I know a lot of programs out there talk about creating your dreams list or your dream book or your dream board or whatever. And it's this visual board that somebody can look at where they cut out pictures of the things that truly inspire them. And without fail, somebody has put some sort of property that they eventually would like to move into. And that may be just a typical three-bedroom, or that may be a luxury mansion. But that next step in real estate is always there. And so I was instantly drawn to the luxury market. And luxury is, you know, it's a term that's really defined by the individual. My luxury may not be your luxury, but that's why. I mean, I really wanted something that I was inspired by, because if you're not inspired, you're not going to work, and the luxury market inspired me.
Oh, outstanding. Yeah, it definitely is a very unique marketplace, and I love how you talked about that with you know, living your dream and stepping up into the next level. And it is. You have to live your life. It's not a dress rehearsal. So with the luxury market that you work in now, can you explain the process of how you assist luxury homeowners selling the property quickly and in an expedited way where they still get a good price?
Absolutely. What we do at Landmark Estate Agency, which is my auction company, and shameless plug, landmarkestateagency.com, what we do is we work with the current sellers to help them move their home, move their distinctive property, move their estate in an expedited fashion, all while protecting their home's value. And we do that by engaging the marketplace. And the way that you engage any marketplace is through, as simple as it sounds, is through marketing. And what we do with our sellers is obviously we need to work on that particular property from the standpoint of what's going to engage a marketplace, but what's going to really bring the highest price. So we have to be very selective in the homes that we work with. We can't just work with any property simply because they want to sell. And I know my agency is a little bit different, in that we're not looking to fire sell any property. We're not looking to wrap it up under contract, build a quick cookie cutter marketing plan, and shove it out onto the marketplace and cross our fingers. We take a more personalized approach, if need be, a longer duration, and we really focus on the story behind that property so that when we go out and market it, we're marketing emotionally.
Outstanding. Now, how does your process differ from what other auction companies are doing out there?
Well, I can't really speak for the other auction companies. I don't know what's going on behind the scenes. There's a lot of very good companies out there. What we're focusing on doing is really creating our own unique way of marketing these properties. And what I've done and where I've been fortunate is that I grew up inside of the marketing world. I work with producers. I work with directors. I work with online marketers, people who are exceptional, absolutely exceptional in their field. You know, we're talking people that work with celebrities on a daily basis and still continue to. These are partners in my company. Online marketers that drive massive amounts of traffic. These are vendors in my company. You know, what we do is create truly, truly exceptional marketing. Obviously, when you're dealing with a property, the most important part of that is really knowing how to structure the deal. We need to have a seller who's working with us, not against us. But once we have that seller, and once we have that truly distinctive property that's ready to go to market, that's when the most important part of the process occurs, and that's truly engaging the public in your sale, bringing them to the table, bringing them in to the transaction ahead of time, and getting them connected, getting them attached, and having them fall in love with the property that they're about to start bidding on.
What type of properties fit your model the best?
Well, I think luxury, quote unquote luxury, is a term that's sort of been driven into the ground, and I don't like to refer to our properties as luxury properties, because what does that really mean? I think a better way to define any property that Landmark will get involved with would be something that's truly distinctive, something that's different, something that is emotional, because every time I'm going to market, I'm looking for the story. And if I'm forcing myself into a transaction, then I'm not working with a property that I probably should be, and that was a trap that I sort of had to walk myself out of in the beginning. I think with anybody who's getting involved in real estate, the biggest mistake that they make is they try to make every property that comes across their plate a deal. They want every property to be a deal because it's important to them to start building that success. And I think what folks need to be thinking is, how do I prove that this isn't a deal? Because you need to be proving it to yourself that it's not a deal and then letting the property tell you different. And once the property tells you that it is a deal, after all of your best efforts, to disprove it, then you know you really got something.
Right.
And so when we're working with these properties, we're looking to disprove them. I would say for every 20 people that I talk to that ultimately want to auction, only one of them actually fit. And so we're sort of as a strange sort of collateral in that process, we're actually creating more of that feeling of exclusivity. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm telling a lot of people no, and they're out there saying, these guys turn me down, well, then chances are we may actually get more business as a direct result of that. It's not a strategy that we're taking on intentionally. It just is sort of a direct offshoot of the way that we select our property.
Right, right. No, that's phenomenal. Now, with the properties, when you say distinctive, are there certain things that they do have to have with their property? Because I know they're, you know, like you said, luxury is such, you know, an overused word, and it doesn't really explain what specifically you're looking for. So do you have key things that you can kind of describe to our listeners of what you look for in a distinctive property?
Something that makes me cry. I'm kidding. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm looking to be moved. Because I look at luxury property all day. I get properties sent to me nearly on a daily basis. And I'm actually at the point now where I feel like, you know what, I've seen it all. But still, there's always going to be a new property where I'm like, wow, wow, oh my goodness, wow. And I just need to talk to that seller. And I can't tell you, the saddest days are when I have these truly amazing properties and the seller just isn't receptive to the process. And you're going to see that a lot. You're going to find a lot of sellers, no matter what you describe to them, no matter how well you explain your process, and no matter how much you really feel like that's going to be the auction of all auctions, this is going to be a flagship, they're just not willing to do it. And that's, you can't force them, right? Of course you can't force them, so that's just, it's so sad because you're just like, oh wow, that would have been phenomenal, and that's a shame that we're not going to be able to do this one. But yes, I'm looking to be moved. Absolutely looking to be moved.
Absolutely. And now, what are the benefits for an owner to maybe describe that of why an auction is such a phenomenal method for them to sell their distinctive luxury piece?
Well, a lot of times what you're dealing with is a property that's distinctive to the extent that there's just no way to determine the value, meaning that there's no comparable homes. You can't really break that home down to traditional ways of valuation like price per square foot based on its neighbors.
What are the type of properties that you typically work with?
Okay, well, yes, there's oftentimes there will be a lot of other luxury properties around. Like say Beverly Hills, like the Beverly Hills market, Malibu market. We had an auction up in Malibu last year. So it's easier to gauge a value. And that's an auction that would be easier to really create something around it as far as what would be expected for that property were it just to sit on the market and sell retail. And then oftentimes, like right now, we're dealing with a property up in Northern California that at one point they had it on the market for $10 million, but now there's no way to tell what it's actually worth because there's no comparables around it. There's nothing to give it a value. There's no way. And an auction is ultimately going to say what it's worth. The home sellers know what they believe it's worth, but that may not actually be correct. What it's worth is what it's truly going to go for at auction. And so that's where an auction company's job really comes in, is to go out and create the value with the story that they tell about the property.
Perfect. So it doesn't really have to be a certain style property or location. It's just based on the the coming together of your processes and systems, the seller understanding it, and then being able to create that phenomenal story and marketing piece that you do for your unique properties, and then it all kind of comes together then.
Absolutely. The area does matter. I mean, where the property sits does make a big difference, because you're going to find a lot more people that want to buy in Beverly Hills than you are in some rural area. You know, that you may have found a seller who went out and built this phenomenally beautiful property where they wanted it. And so they know that they spent $8 million to build this house, so they would love to get $8 million out of it. But if they're the only ones that love that house, they're the only ones that love that area, that value may not be in line. And you can't convince a seller to pay more money based on what the buyer actually paid for it.
Right.
It becomes a so what, now what kind of scenario. Your seller may not be realistic in that regard. So when you're in an area like Beverly Hills, you're going to have a lot more people, a lot more potential buyers that are going to be in tune or in line with what the value of that property ultimately ends up being at that final bid.
Right, absolutely. Now, one thing that's really unique with your method is you definitely have proprietary technology that you use for your clients. And since you do have such a phenomenal background in systems and online marketing and what really works to market out any type of product you work with, you've started to transition now from the typical auction when people think of, you know, they go to the property on site, it's in person, people fly into the event, but now you're transitioning more into an online auction method, and I'd love for you to explain the psychology and why that is more of an effective method now going forward.
Well, we live in a small world, and a lot of our buyers are from all over the world now, and it's an international marketplace, and when you're dealing with properties that fall into high price points, and we're talking $3 million and up, we need to be able to reach as many buyers as humanly possible, regardless of where they live. And in the beginning of auctions have been around for thousands of years, but it was a come to this one day, one opportunity event. People needed to be there in person. And then as technology grew and the invention of the telephone and what have you, people were able to start calling in their bids. And now, at this time in history, we now have the ability to not only market worldwide, we have the ability to auction worldwide as well. And we needed to allow people to attend however they wanted to attend. And so the idea of the live auction is no longer totally relevant. And we wanted to sort of be in front of the curve, because not only is attendance at live auctions down, but when you're starting to deal with buyers that have the type of income that will allow them to purchase a property that's $5, $6, $7 million, not only purchase it, but purchase it all cash, these are busy people. They don't want to travel. They don't want to fly from Saudi Arabia to Beverly Hills to attend an auction. They would much rather attend the auction from the comfort of their own home. And so this eliminates the need to call it in and having somebody on the other line taking their bid. They want to participate, and they want to participate live, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they need to be there in person. And so we decided to get in front of that curve and to make our auctions online and online only. And so we can run those a number of ways. We can still hold a one-day, one opportunity live auction with an auctioneer calling bids. It's just it's not happening in person anymore. Or we can do a timed auction approach where the bidding is open for a number of days, meaning that the auction starts at 10 o'clock on Friday morning and concludes at noon on Sunday afternoon. And that allows people to bid however they see fit. If they want to automate their bidding, they can automate it, meaning the system is going to bid on their behalf up to a certain price point, or they can watch their email to see if they get outbid and come back and do one click at a time. It's really up to them. But the most important part of that is that the most important part of what we built is that it not only allows us a lot more control over our bidders and a lot more control over our auctions, it creates a lot more freedom for our bidders in that they can be anywhere at any time. They can pull up their phone and bid. They can call me. I can bid for them. Whatever they want to do, however they feel comfortable, we can accommodate them. And for us, that's the future of auctioning, regardless of what you're auctioning. I think all auction companies, whether they're doing cattle or what have you, should be embracing this format because that's really where technology's taken us.
Absolutely, yes. It's definitely the age of technology and how we conduct all forms of business. Now, if the potential buyer, the potential person that wants to come in and buy the property using the online method, do you still enable them to be able to come and visit the property though?
Oh, absolutely. The process is exactly the same as if we were just doing a live auction. And we've held live auctions before. You know, the process is identical. They're going to be able to come out and view the property. They're going to need to do their due diligence on the front end before feeling comfortable bidding. So whether they're sending a person on their team to come out and do it, if they want to come down and film the property, if the seller is open to that, then they can do that. Whatever they want to do, whatever they need to do to feel comfortable before they bid, it's open to them. We'll hold open houses. We'll hold live events. We can do live online streaming events where people can visit, quote-unquote, visit the property online. It's really up to them, but yes, absolutely. We encourage everybody, and we strongly stress that everybody come out and view what it is that they're getting involved in. And my experience is that most people aren't going to bid on that property without doing that anyway.
Right. Perfect. Well, that's just so exciting how you've been able to pair up both of those worlds. Now, I think I'd like to just talk a little bit before we end the call here on the marketing aspect, because I think some people get confused on exactly how auctions are marketed, and especially with your expertise, how you're able to sell these incredible properties and get, you know, hundreds of people viewing the property. So what are some ways that you market the property, and how long do you need to market these distinctive properties to have an effective auction?
It depends on the property. There's a lot of different mindsets to this. And when I was first getting started and when I was first talking to a lot of auctioneers, and we have multiple auctioneers with 15 plus years experience who helped shape this company, the standard fare was always 2 weeks to work with the seller and formulate the plan, and then 4 weeks of marketing leading up to auction. And what I found, and my personal belief, is that that's simply just not enough time. In this economy where you have a lot of people holding on to their wallets, when you're dealing with a property that may be $30, $40 million, how do you effectively find a buyer for that property in 4 weeks? And I think the obvious answer to anybody who's already in real estate is that you don't. And the feeling that you leave the seller when you're telling them that we're going to accomplish this amazing feat in 4 weeks is that, oh my gosh, you're not going to find the right buyer. And if I commit to this reserve price and all I get is my reserve, I failed and I'm selling my property for a lot less money than I wanted to. And as an auction company, that leaves me with a little bit of a mud on my face, if you will. And so our idea was to be the true distinctive property auctioneer in that based on the property, the plan that we're creating is personalized. And it's not a cookie cutter marketing plan. It's not we advertise here and here only and we advertise there and there only for every single one of our properties and this is what's worked for us in the past. Because working is not fire selling the property. Getting the most money possible is selling the property. Selling the property for more than what any broker told us was going to be possible is selling the property. And that's our goal, is to really exceed the expectations that that property had. And we've done it consistently. Last year we sold the property. The broker, even the broker that was attached to this particular property, told us what they thought we were going to be able to achieve, and we exceeded that by over $500,000. And that's what we want to focus on, is how do we really work for our clients? I mean, yes, every person who gets involved in an auction wants to get it for the best price humanly possible, But the best price humanly possible may be much more than what an investor is looking for, or the buyer who's coming with the idea that I'm going to get this $10 million property for $5 million. That's not the end result for our sellers that we're looking for. Absolutely not.
Wow. That's just so exciting to hear how you explain that, and really the in-depth process that you take with each one of your clients and helping them, you know, really kind of almost inspire them to believe that and understand, not even just believe, but understand the system that you've created and how you can actually overachieve what everybody else has been telling them. You know, because typically what happens is the realtors, you know, and it's nothing against the realtors, but they come in, and if they've been working with the property for a long time, usually what's happened is the price has dropped and dropped and dropped, and the expectations of the homeowner, you know, there's a disconnect there. So it's just so exciting to hear how you take so much care with each of your clients and really create and craft a marketing plan and strategy that is going to optimize that property for them. So is there anything else that you'd like to share about the auction method and how you work with your clients here before we end in the show here?
Well, what I'd just like to convey is that what Landmark does is really just work with our clients. It's a client-focused firm. And when we have a client that's looking to market their property for auction, it's important for them to understand that they're really working with an agency. And I would say this for anybody who's looking at this type of a business. It's very important for them to really convey to their clients that they're working with somebody who has their best interest in mind, who isn't looking just merely to meet the reserve. And there's a strength in that. And there's a caring and there's a compassion that comes in that. And you're right. What ends up happening a lot of times is when a distinctive property is working with a brokerage, the only method that brokers really have to generate new interest is to drop the price of that property. And that engages the market just a little bit. They see, okay, this person just came down another $1 million. But if somebody's truly interested in that property, they're going to circle and circle and circle and wait for that property to come down a little bit further and a little bit further, and then something's going to set them off. It's our experience, the owners who really choose to proactively engage the market are the ones that are met with the best results. And when you engage the market and you're working with an auction company who understands how to engage the market and to make this an emotional process and to really draw in buyers, that's when you get the best price possible. That's when you get that competitive bid and you have this culmination of all these different buying personalities battling each other for something that they truly have fallen in love with. And that's what Landmark Estate Agency is doing with each one of our properties, is engaging the market and creating a spectacle, creating an event, creating an opportunity for everybody involved to really come out winners, not only the buyers and the sellers, but the brokers who have brought us their property. Now they're happy. Now everybody's happy with what's going on. And more importantly, that's one more property that's getting sold. And in an economy that things are sort of fizzled and slowed to the point that they're not even moving, selling property to get this economy back is just so important.
Absolutely. And, you know, thank you again for touching on all the points that you help, because you do, you have a lot of brokers, realtors that come and work with you that bring you properties, and you take care of everybody that's involved in the transaction. So that's very, very exciting. And so where can we find out more about you and your companies, Steve?
You can visit me at landmarkestateagency.com. That's our website. And also, if somebody would like to give us a call, we can be reached at 1-800-863-2241.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to come on the show and explain more about your background, some key major insights in for investors all across the world, as well as how to work within the luxury space. So if you'd like to learn more about Dave as well, you can head over to chrisgilbertson.com. I'm going to put a full profile on my blog with all of his contact details and more explanation of his work with the luxury marketplace. And again, this is Chris with the Chris Gilbertson Show, where we focus on the secrets of the extraordinarily successful, and we share tips and insights with experts and millionaire interviews to help you succeed in your entrepreneurial journey. So you go out and make it a fantastic day.